From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Shopping at Whole Foods is about to get cheaper. Amazon, which is buying the supermarket chain for nearly $14 billion, just announced that it'll slash prices at the grocery stores starting Monday when the acquisition goes through. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here with us live. Mariel, what is Amazon up to?
Well, so on Monday, the first day Amazon owns Whole Foods, it's going to cut prices on a bunch of staple foods. Things like bananas, avocados, salmon, kale. Not sure where they got a copy of my shopping list from last night. We don't know yet how cheap this stuff is going to be, though.
Cheap doesn't quite fit Whole Foods brand right now anyway, but it does fit Amazon, I think, right?
Right. I mean, Amazon brands itself as the place where you can go to buy things cheaply. And it is pretty much the opposite of Whole Foods, which, in an extreme example, you might remember, once got flack for charging $6 a bottle for asparagus water. That's a bottle of water with three stalks of asparagus in it.
What does this shift mean for the supermarket industry? I can't imagine that they're thrilled.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for a long time, food retailers like Kroger and Walmart have been whittling down their prices to compete with each other and also with Amazon. One thing these chains had over Amazon was their brick and mortar stores. If you want to buy fresh food like salmon or eggs, you're probably not going to do it online. Now Amazon has the Whole Foods stores and its prices are probably going to be competitive. Barbara Kahn, a marketing professor at the Wharton School, told me the reason Amazon can afford to do this is because it has cushy margins to fall back on in other parts of its business, like its cloud computing platform.
Most of these other grocers, that's all they do, grocery retail. And so they're competing on the same plane. But Amazon's a much bigger company. And so they're willing to be much tighter on margins in their retail division and make money in other parts of the company.
We saw this sort of disruption by Amazon play out in the markets yesterday. Kroger's shares fell more than 8% after the announcement. Costco was down by 5% and Walmart 2%.
All right, Mariel Segarra, thank you very much. Kroger stock, by the way, has recovered some, but it's still 5% down since the announcement. Costco and Walmart have also slightly recovered.